Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, if you spend a lot of your day in front of a screen, it can take a physical toll, specifically a thing called tech neck. But relief could be at hand in the form of Botox. The journalist Kate De Mulder has had it done. Afternoon, Kate.
Afternoon to you. How are you?
So describe what tech neck is. What does it look like?
Yeah, so first of all, as you mentioned free will, I would like to say that these are only suggestions. No one needs any of this, but tech neck can kind of refer to two things. They both stem from the same thing as you're kind of alluding to, hunching over a phone or a laptop or any type of device that a lot of us do all day. So the first one I can refer to is kind of the pain we get from doing just that, that can form in kind of your neck and shoulders. And the second is the cosmetic aftermath. So different kind of sagging or crepey skin or wrinkles, which can form from essentially being hunched all day.
Right. Okay. Now, but I mean, the first one, I imagine that's kind of you're going to get a pain in your neck or your back and maybe you need a massage or something like that.
Pretty much. And that's kind of what happened to me about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I noticed I kind of carry tension in my shoulders, which a lot of people would do. And I noticed that I was just getting a bit hunched over, and I went to a physio and looked it out. And then I explored kind of other ways to do it outside of kind of exercises. And this is when I came across Botox for that.
Right. Okay. And so what does the Botox specifically cure?
Mm-hmm. So the Botox would relax the muscle. So when it is injected into certain places, some people get it in their jaw, some people get it in their trap, some people get it in their neck, which I did. So basically relaxes the muscle so that you don't apply that much tension during the day, basically, and then leave yourself in a bit of pain thereafter.
Right. Okay. So it just relaxes your muscles rather than... Is there a cosmetic effect from all this?
There is. So that's the kind of great thing with something like this. It kind of does double duty. So for me, it kind of, I got a little bit around my jaw. I would clench my jaw at nighttime, which is something I know a lot of people do as well. And so that allowed me to kind of relax those muscles and stop doing that. But as a result of getting that, it means I also don't put strain on my neck muscles. So you'll notice if you kind of clench your jaw or smile really widely that you can feel kind of a tightness around your neck and jaw. And it basically stops that happening. It relaxes those muscles so you don't overdo it. Because when you overdo it, you then develop kind of sagging skin, stretched out skin or wrinkles. So it kind of works in double duty, which is brilliant.
Okay, so did you find you had some big sort of goiter-like thing swinging underneath your chin?
I've always noticed I've had a little bit of fat under my kind of chin area. Yeah, and it's something I was getting a little bit more increasingly conscious about. We're all on Zoom all day. We see pictures of ourselves constantly. So it was something I was a little bit conscious about. I'd never done anything about it before. But this injected into it kind of, because you're not stretching the skin and the way the neck muscles work is that they kind of are pulled down. They pull things down. So when you're not pulled down, it kind of keeps things nice and taut. So yeah, it has definitely allowed me to feel a bit more confident in photos as well as kind of taking pressure off my jaw at the same time.
So when you go to the Botox person, do they kind of run through a range of things that can happen, or do you just say I want Botox in the neck and they stick it in, or do they get you to do things first?
I think it's a little bit more complicated than that. So I went to a doctor who, Botox in this country can thankfully only be administered by doctors and dentists. I went to a doctor and explained my situation. He told me to animate my face, which is basically just kind of a big smile or clenching your jaw to show kind of how your muscles move and where they work and where they are. And then they put on anti-bac and basically just inject away. And the injections they're very slim. They're not, people who are afraid of needles need not worry. They're quite slim and just inject little amounts into each place. And so I kind of did it all along my jawline. And I've noticed that, first of all, my jaw isn't as tight. And second of all, it just looks a little bit better as well, which is lovely.
Does it feel different? Because, you know, the way like when people get Botox in the face, they can't smile, or their forehead is weirdly smooth.
Yeah, I think that's something that is kind of stigmatized with injectables, like whereas traditionally people would have kind of considered Botox to give them that kind of botched effect where you, as you kind of say, you can't move your, say, eyebrows or whatever. But I think, first of all, injectables have come on light years from when they first were. People still like that look and people will still pay for that look. It's your face. You can do whatever you want with it. But you can be, if you go to the right doctor and you explain that you don't want that, then they can easily just administer a smaller amount, which means you don't have that. So did I feel anything? Botox generally kicks in between 3 to 5 days, they say. So from about day 2 to 3, I started noticing that like things felt a little bit tauter around there without being tight or anything. But I definitely noticed I had kind of a smoother, nicer jawline, which was lovely.
When will you have to go back and get it done again, though?
So I was told that no one should be getting Botox more than twice a year. Traditionally, I think people said Botox every kind of 12 weeks, 3 months kind of thing. But if you go to a good person who does it, because Botox has to be mixed up, right? It comes in a powder form. You mix it up in a liquid. I'm not exactly sure what it is. I think it's saline solution. And then they administer it. Whereas some clinics will kind of only use a small amount so they can get however many customers through a vial. But if you go to kind of a reputable source, you shouldn't need to get it more than twice a year. And also, as you were mentioning free will earlier on, you don't need this, but it's lovely to know what choices are out there if this is something that has been kind of grinding you down.
Yeah, but if you say work for a tech firm, or indeed if you're a journalist of some sort, mm-hmm. and you spend all day long, that the long-term effects of this could be somewhat catastrophic. Could people sue their employers? Drag them into the high court with their big wrinkly necks and go, look what these bastards did to me.
You never know this, sir. Some folks are stranger than fiction, so you never know what could happen of this. I can't imagine. So there are ways to get around it that don't involve injectables as well. You can obviously just make sure that you are looking at your device in kind of a face height and try not to be bending it down as much. Try to cut down your screen time, which is something we should all be doing. And then different skincare products as well is also brilliant. But you never know, there could be someone in the high court with a wrinkly neck any day soon.
How much does it cost?
So this, for my one, was $345.
Whoa!
Yeah, it's a big one now. But if it's something that was affecting you every day, which it was for me, it's like if you break it down over a 6 month period, it's not that tough. But up to you, as you say, free will.
Yeah. Okay. But I mean, you think your jawline looks better, but like, was there physical discomfort you were experiencing?
I wear a retainer at night. And so I kind of used to grind my teeth on that. So it's definitely something that has benefited me in that way. Botox can be great for a number of things. I know people also get it. For the teeth grinding thing is brilliant. People are getting what's called Traptox at the minute for also relaxing the muscles and your traps, your kind of neck muscles, if they're feeling in any bit of pain. I know you can get Botox if you have a particularly gummy smile to kind of relax those muscles to kind of make things the more you want it. So yeah, there are many things to do with it now. But yeah, I think it's worth the money if you really want it.
Kate, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was the journalist Kate DeMolder there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.